presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. With the guilt for the murder of Comanche Joe definitely pinned on Cheney and Lawson, and his own troubles straightened out, Tumbleweed Jones relaxes and becomes his old self, the easygoing, lovable cowhand that Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen had become so fond of on their last trip to the West. To amuse Jimmy, Tumbleweed took them out to his archery range to teach them the art of shooting a bow and arrow. Kent, much to Tumbleweed's amazement, shot a longbow no man had yet been able to draw. But the arrow missed the target and buried itself deep in a gopher hole under a jutting rock. When Jimmy ran to retrieve it, he found something else in the hole. A silver arrow, beaten by hand from a flat piece of precious metal, and on which was engraved a puzzling verse. Listen.
Jimmy, please show me exactly where you found this silver arrow, will you?
Right here, Mr. Kent. When I stooped down to pull the arrow out of this hole, my hand touched something cold.
Was it lying loose right in the hole?
No, it was kind of half under that rock.
Uh-huh. I reckon that gopher must have uncovered it a mite when he dug himself in there.
Gosh, how long do you suppose it's been there?
I don't know. It's dated 1855. No, wait a minute. It's 1885. That's almost 60 years ago.
That's about the time silver mining was whooping things up around these here parts. They tell stories about them times that it raised hair on a bald eagle. Say, read that to me again, Mr. Kent. Must mean something.
All right. I shot this arrow into the air. 'Twill fall to earth I know not where. If he who finds it has no fear, he'll search the stream neath the galloping steer.
Now, what do you think the galloping steer is?
That's what makes the riddle, Jimmy. Is there anything around here known as the galloping steer, Tumbleweed?
Well, let's see. Galloping steer. Galloping steer. No, no, I don't recollect nothing by that handle.
Oh, maybe it's a place where they drive cattle.
No good cattleman gallops his steers, Jim. It makes him scrawny.
Well, think hard, Tumbleweed. Do you remember ever hearing about an old inn or tavern in this part of the country known as the Galloping Steer?
No, not in my recollection. No.
Boy, this sure is a riddle. Search the stream neath the Galloping Steer.
Well, maybe we'd better start with the stream. That seems to be the key to the puzzle.
Oh, look, Mr. Kent.
Yeah?
Back home, Jackie Kelk, he's that skinny kid I pal around with. Well, we cooked up a kind of a secret code, using a bunch of words and giving them different meanings. Maybe that's what this is, code.
No, I don't think so, Jimmy. What, for instance, would galloping steer mean in your code?
Oh, now, let me think. Galloping steer. Tumbleweed, are hamburgers made out of steer meat?
Why, sure, Jim. Best things you ever ate.
Well, that's it, then. To Jackie and me, galloping steer would mean hamburgers.
Hamburgers? Jimmy, how do you make that out?
It's way over my head.
Why, it's simple. Steer meat, as Tumbleweed said, is what hamburgers are made of. And when you eat too many of them, you get a galloping bellyache.
Boy, you and Jackie better patent that code, Jim. Say, it just occurred to me, Tumbleweed. Isn't there an old native around here who might know something about a place called the Galloping Steer that existed in the 1800s?
Who knows there is, Mr. Kent. Unless it might be Hopeful Jake. Folks out this way just calls him Hopeful, but he's been around these parts a long time.
Well, maybe he's the one to see.
Well, why do they call him Hopeful Jake, Tumbleweed?
Well, I reckon it's account of he's been panning for gold in Red Pebble Creek for nigh on 45 years. Ain't nobody never found no gold in these parts, but Hopeful, he keeps right on panning and hoping.
Well, can we have a talk with him?
Don't see why not. We'll ride over to Red Pebble. He'll be there. Don't mind that sore shoulder, Jim, getting into the saddle.
Oh, be careful.
Everybody all set?
I'm ready.
Okay, follow me. Get up, boy. Up.
Hello, Tumbleweed. I don't recollect no place branded Galloping Steer. Ain't never been such place around here.
Well, do you remember any...
Yeah? What'd you say?
You gotta yell at him, Mr. Kent. He don't hear nothing unless he ain't supposed to hear.
Now, that ain't right, Tumbleweed. You know it. What was it you was going to ask me, partner?
I just wondered if you knew of any landmark, a rock formation or cliff or anything that might have been called Galloping Steer.
Nope, I don't. What do you want to know for?
Well, we found a silver arrow.
Just a minute, Jimmy.
Did you say silver arrow, yearling?
Why, yes. Do you know anything about a silver arrow?
Let me see it.
We're just letting you see it, hopeful. Now, keep it.
You cry out your tongue, Tumbleweed. Don't you know no better respect for your elders? No, where at this silver arrow?
Here it is. You know anything about it?
Yep. That's genuine. Nobody else could have made it like that.
What you jawing about, hopeful?
Partners, this here silver arrow was made by the hand of one of the greatest and finest men ever to draw breath.
What was his name?
Yeah, no hombre living ever knew. Folks called him the Silver Arrow.
Gosh, a Western desperado, I'll bet.
No, he weren't none of that. He was a plague to bad men. A guardian of law and order.
Do you know him, Hopeful?
Nope, I told you nobody never knew him. Nobody never learned who he was. But he saved my life once, he did.
Could you tell us something about him?
Well, all I can tell you is what I recollect about my own experience. That was about 50 years ago when I was a young'un. I was manager of the stagecoach office up to Hangman's Gulch when it was a booming with silver mining. When nobody ever dreamed it'd turn into a ghost town like it is today.
You say it's a ghost town?
Yeah. Plum deserted. Everybody pulls stakes once the silver vein petered down to nothing. Well, one night I was counting my days receipts and making ready some silver shipments going east when the door opened.
Rich, what is Sky, hombre?
Why, who? What do you want?
Never mind the palabra. Rich, pronto.
You're wasting your time. I ain't got much air.
We see you once I get rid of your guns. All right. Hand over them cartwheels.
There ain't much. Only about $100.
Quick. Hand them over. The pouches, too.
I can't give you them pouches. They don't belong to me. That silver going east.
Hand them over.
Well, here they are.
Yeah. Now, being smart fella, stay where you are. Don't move a muscle. For 5 minutes, you get plug full of lead.
And if I'll let you get away with this...
Stay where you are, I shoot.
Shooting behind. I'm a-coming.
Well, I'll be a local steer. What made him keel over?
Dead. Deader than the doorknob. A silver arrow in his back. Sure as I'm a-sitting here. Yep. There was this silver arrow sticking right out of his back. That was his mark, and there was no mistaking, I'm here to tell you. If the silver arrow hadn't got him just then, that bandit's bullets would have finished me, sure.
Well, did he always return loot taken from bandits he killed?
Nope. He built up a tremendous fortune from robbing the rich bandits. But he used a lot of it to help the poor.
Gosh, sort of a Western Robin Hood.
Oh, Hopeful, did you say that happened over at Dead Man's Gulch?
Yep. That's where it was.
Well, why don't we go over and have a look around there?
Oh, can we? I'd like to see a ghost town.
Nothing much to see, Jim.
You better not go near Dead Man's Gulch.
Why do you say that, Hopeful?
Oh, it ain't healthy. Prowling around ghost towns. Oh, sir, let them lay. It ain't healthy.
Well, chances are we wouldn't find nothing.
Well, you can't tell. Let's go, Mr. Kent.
Yeah, I think we will. I'm just as curious as Jim to have a look at a deserted Western mining town.
Partner, I'm a-warning you. Don't you go there. Give up a searching for the silver arrow's meaning. Won't lead to no good. I know, and I'm a-warning you.
Have you told us all you know?
Can't tell you no more. I'm just a-warning you to stay away from Dead Man's Gulch. Ghost towns ain't healthy.
Shall we leave, Tumbleweed?
Much obliged for the information, Hopeful. Drop around to my ranch sometime.
Now, look here, Tumbleweed. Steer clear of Dead Man's Gulch. It ain't healthy.
Don't you worry about us. We're not afraid of ghost towns, are we, Jimmy?
Oh, of course not. Let's go.
You seeing you, Hopeful. Steady, boy. Steady.
Yeah, I warned you, Tumbleweed.
Ready, Mr. Kent,
uh-huh.
Jimmy?
All set.
Get up, boy. Get up. Come on.
see the sheriff's office. Over yonder's a saloon and dance hall. This was a pretty wild town in this day.
It isn't wild anymore. Nothing but cobwebs and dust. Gives me the creeps.
Well, let's dismount and have a look around.
Whoa there.
See anything resembling a galloping steer, Jimmy?
Well, I see a lot of tumble-down shacks. No self-respecting steer, galloping or not, would be found dead in this place.
You're right.
Reckon he is.
Just looking at all this dust makes me thirsty. I don't suppose there's any water in this ghost town, is there, Tumbleweed?
I recollect seeing a spring the other side of the sheriff's office.
Oh, I'll take a look.
Meet us in back, Jimmy.
Okay.
Well, Tumbleweed, where do we start?
I don't know, Mr. Kent. That there silver arrow hombre left something hid in this town. Going to take a heap of looking to find it. Supposing we go...
What was that?
I don't know. Come from over where Jimmy went.
It sounded like a human voice. Follow me, Tumbleweed.
Was it Jimmy whose shrill scream suddenly broke the death-like silence of Dead Man's Gulch? Or is the ghost town inhabited? Mystery and adventure loom ahead, so don't fail to tune in on the next episode. Follow the story with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.